He doesn't care, or he has no objection. Well, unless they'll pick it up. They'll pick it up.
Unless you don't
bother us. If it don't bother you, it don't bother me, because they'll go in those two rooms.
I also pick it up over this. Did you ever see any of those big cast iron hammers for driving fence posts?
Sledgehammers?
Oh, these were made out of cast iron.
Mallets?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Very nice.
In the spring of the year, did your mother ever go out when the flowers were in bloom?
Pick the flowers?
Uh-huh. Bring them inside?
Or pluck the flowers?
Which did she say she did?
Well, she always picked.
Mm-hmm.
Or cut.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to say pluck flowers.
Well, that was common?
That was quite common years ago.
Mm-hmm. And she'd bring them in and put them in what?
In a vase.
When she cooked soup, what did she stir it with?
A ladle.
And when she cooked vegetables, what did she use to dish them?
A dipper.
And when you ate soup, what did you eat it from?
A bowl.
And what did you use to eat it?
A spoon.
Hmm? What would you call this thing in this lamp that makes the light?
Bulb.
What did you wash your face with? You had soap and water. Did you
a wash rag?
Mm-hmm.
Or a wash cloth. We used to call them wash rags, and call them wash cloth.
Yeah, I grew up with a wash rag. If a truck went by here loaded with gravel, what would you say they were doing with that gravel?
Hauling.
And if a man took a tractor, put a chain on it, attached that to a log, and then started the tractor and moved the log 20 feet. What would you say he'd done to the log?
He's pulling the log.
And he had done what to it?
He
moved it from there to there.
Moved.
And if someone moves in this direction, you say he moves how?
Forward.
If he moves this way, he moves
backward.
What did your father use a straight razor or a
safety razor?
Did he have one of those old things left over from his father?
A razor strap?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a strop?
Strop.
My grandmother used to call an arrow an arrow.
Arrow.
Bow and arrow. And she always had a strop.
Yeah, a strop. They used to say when the kids that were bad, they all strop you.
Tune them up, huh? If let's say your wife was in the bathroom, took a shower, and forgot her clothes, and asked you to bring them to her. So you took them to her and handed them in the door, and she said, well, what would you say to her?
Here's your clothes.
If somebody's going someplace and you want to find out if you're included, what do you ask?
Am I invited?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I have an invitation too?
Mm-hmm. Somebody has broken something, and somebody said, you didn't do it. Wasn't you? And somebody said, was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
We're just on the dismal part now.
She better with some coffee.
Oh, boy. Now, about this, if you want to find out if I'm going, what would you ask me?
Are you invited?
Huh?
Or are you going?